Because portions of today's Adventures in Odyssey mystery may be a little too scary for young children, we recommend that kids under the age of 10 listen with their parents. Kids, if your parents aren't with you, please get them before you listen.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. My friends and I are about to set off for a time of wonder and excitement. You want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for today's Adventure in Odyssey.
Beware. Incredible.
Is this guy all right?
He's a very sick man.
I don't believe it.
No.
Help! Oh. Mr. Whittaker!
Bills. How boring, Whit. Don't you ever get any interesting mail?
Oh, just what kind of mail would you find interesting?
Personal letter? Big fat catalog? Maybe a magazine or two.
Well, those go to my home. Why would I have them delivered here?
So I'd have something to read.
Read? Don't you have other things to do, like work, for example?
Well, yeah.
This is interesting.
What is it?
Another letter about that magazine article.
Really? But that article was weeks ago. People are still writing to you?
Uh-huh. This one's from Alaska.
You're kidding.
Well, it's a national magazine. Let's see. Dear Mr. Whittaker, article and pictures in Home and Town magazine. Would it be possible for my family to come and visit and stay in one of your rooms?
What?
I guess folks got the impression from the article that Whit's End is a hotel, too.
Well, I can't blame them. I'd want to stay here, too, if I didn't work here already.
Did you say work?
All right, I'm going.
Okay.
I don't believe it.
Hi, can I help you?
It's not possible.
I beg your pardon?
This place. It's real. It's here.
Well, yes, it is. Can I help you?
I don't know. I just need to look at it. Take it all in. Incredible. Just like I pictured it.
Oh, I get it. You saw the article in the Home and Town magazine.
Yes, but that's not what I mean.
It isn't?
No, I found you because of the magazine article. But I know this place for another reason.
Really? What reason?
This was my home. I used to live here.
Did you say you used to live here?
Yes. Now that I can see the place with my own two eyes, I'm sure of it.
I'm sorry, Mr.
Wakefield. Kent Wakefield. Please call me Kent.
Well, I'm John Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. Now...
You don't know how remarkable this is. I've dreamed of it for so long. Look, the stained glass decoration above the kitchen door.
Well, there must be some mistake.
Oh, it's no mistake. You fixed it up differently, of course, but it's no mistake.
Kent, I'm sorry for saying so, but you couldn't have lived here. Not unless you were a lot older than you look.
I'm 28.
I've owned this building for several years now, and for years before that, it was ready for demolition. For decades before that, it was the city's recreation center. So it's just not possible
that... There's a servant staircase in the kitchen, isn't there?
Kent, you have to believe me.
Where is it? It should be right here.
It is, behind that door. I enclosed it so kids won't play on it.
Like I did when I was a child. It led up to my parents' bedroom.
This one leads to my office, but I keep the door locked.
This is wonderful.
Where?
In the kitchen, Connie. Many Victorian homes had staircases for the servants, Kent. That doesn't mean that...
I was wondering if you... Oh, sorry.
Connie, this is Kent Wakefield. Kent, meet Connie Kendall.
Hi.
Pleased to meet you.
Kent is under the impression that he once lived here.
What? Here at Whit's End?
I was trying to explain that it just isn't possible.
But it is possible. I lived here when I was a small child. I remember. I've been dreaming about it ever since. Let me see the upstairs. I'll bet I could find each room blindfolded.
Is this guy all right?
I don't know.
Should I call the police?
No, no. Well, not yet. Would you like milk for your tea?
No, thank you. I'm sorry for barging in like that. The excitement.
Oh, it's all right. But will you please tell me what this is all about?
Okay. Where do I start? My parents died tragically when I was a child, when I was living in this house.
Kent!
Bear with me, Whit. I don't remember much about their deaths, but my uncle took me in and moved me to Pittsburgh. He didn't want me to be scarred by the memories of losing my parents. And he would never tell me where the house was. In fact, I wasn't even sure what town I lived in until I saw the magazine article and the pictures of your shop. Then I knew. I was a boy here in Odyssey, and I lived in this house.
Well, you may have lived in Odyssey, Kent. That's something we can check, but I'm telling you as clearly as I can, you didn't live in this building. Now, how can I prove it to you?
I'm not sure you can.
But I have the documents, the deeds for the place. Come, have a look at them, and you'll see that no one lived here during the time when you would have been a child.
I don't want to. I'm very tired. You don't have rooms here, do you?
No, I'm sorry.
Then I'll check into the hotel. Can I come back?
Of course.
Thanks. And thank you for the tea. I'll see you later.
Goodbye, Kent. Boy, this is strange. Well, thanks for seeing me, Dale.
My pleasure, Whit. After you called, I had our intern go through the newspaper's archives to see if we had any articles about a Kent Wakefield. Lucy?
Yes, Mr. Jacobs. Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi, Lucy. You're the intern?
Uh-huh.
The school has loaned her to us as part of her studies. What did you find out about Kent Wakefield, Lucy?
If you're sure that's his name.
Well, that's what he told me.
Then I'm sorry, but I checked everywhere and couldn't find out anything about him.
Really?
That isn't to say he didn't live here, only that he didn't make it into the newspaper.
I was thinking about it, Mr. Whitaker. Did you check the Hall of Records?
Yes, I stopped in on my way here. They didn't have anything about Kent either.
Then technically he doesn't exist, at least not where Odyssey is concerned.
You know, Whit, Kent could have Odyssey mistaken for somewhere else. Or he's
out of his mind?
Yeah.
I've been wondering about that. But he was so sure of himself. He swears that Wits End was his home. Oh, that's unsettling.
Are his parents dead?
Yes, I think he said tragically.
What does that mean? A car accident or something?
Well, I didn't ask.
There wasn't anything in the papers about an accident involving the Wakefields. And there would have been.
If he was telling the truth.
That's a big if, considering he's a complete stranger to you. Why are you getting so involved in this, Whit?
Oh, I don't know. Because there was something about him, something in his eyes that seemed so, well, lost.
Hello, Wits End. Hello? Is anybody there? This is Wits End.
Beware.
What? Hello? Who is this? Hello?
Oh, great.
Mr. Whitaker! Mr. Whitaker!
Oh, hi, Lucy. What's wrong? Did I forget something in Dale's office?
No. Mr. Jacobs asked me to help you.
Help me?
He thinks if you're onto a good mystery, I might be able to write a story for the newspaper.
Oh, I don't think I have much of a story yet. Just one or two dead ends.
Still, I'd like to tag along if it's okay.
Oh, I don't mind. Get in.
Thanks.
There.
Besides what we told you, do you know anything else about this mysterious stranger?
Only that the whole thing is very peculiar.
He really might be, you know, crazy.
Oh, I know. But, well, there was something about him. Something that makes me want to check into his story.
Why?
Well, it was that look on his face. There was a spark of recognition that right or wrong, was very real to him.
But how could he recognize Ritt's End?
Well, he said he remembered the stained glass decoration above the kitchen door and the servant stairs.
Didn't a lot of Victorian-style houses have those?
Oh, they did, but maybe there's more to this building than even I know.
So, where are we going now?
The police station.
The police station?
Uh-huh. Maybe they can tell me a few things about Mr. Kent Wakefield of Pittsburgh.
Okay, Whit, I have it. Sorry about the delay.
Oh, it's quite all right, Detective Aldridge. Thanks for helping us.
I'm not sure that I have. I talked to a friend of mine with the Pittsburgh police. He said that Kent Wakefield definitely exists, but the police don't have anything in their records about him. Just a driver's license, the usual. He's clean.
I see.
Oh, and he fits the description you gave me.
That's something.
Well, at least it confirms that the man exists.
You know, Whit, it's none of my business. But maybe you need to go at this a different way. Maybe you need to try a long shot.
What do you mean?
Well, if it was up to me, I'd check the blueprints at City Hall.
City Hall.
City Hall?
Yes, of course. Thank you, Detective. Let's go, Lucy.
To City Hall? But why?
To find out why Whit's End looks so familiar to our mystery man.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. What can I do for you?
You have the plans to all the buildings in Odyssey, right?
We sure do.
Could you please get me the plans for Whit's End? Well, not just Whit's End as it is now, but the various plans from the past.
You mean the Fillmore Recreation Center and all that?
That's it, uh-huh.
It'll take me a few minutes.
Oh, thank you. I can wait.
What are you doing, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, I'm not sure, Lucy, but if I can look at the blueprints, maybe they'll give me a clue about why it looks so...
Mr. Whitaker?
Yes?
There's a man in a wheelchair coming right at us.
You mean, pardon me, are you John Whitaker?
I am.
James Wakefield is my name.
Wakefield?
Wakefield? Well, what do you know about that?
I believe you've been visited by Kent, my nephew.
That's right.
I was afraid of that. Sir, there are a few things you need to know about Kent. Is there somewhere we can go to talk? Maybe alone?
I suppose so. Would you mind waiting for the plans, Lucy? I'll meet you at Whit's End a little later.
Sure.
Thanks. This way, Mr. Wakefield.
It's a cold day.
Yes, unusual for this time of year. Are you the uncle who took Kent to Pittsburgh after his parents died?
He told you about that?
Oh, only a little.
You should know that I'm not his real uncle. I adopted him.
So, his real name isn't Wakefield?
No.
Do you know what it is?
No. At first, the agency said they wouldn't divulge the information. They operate on the basis of anonymity or something like that. Later, I made a more diligent effort to find out about Kent's history, but by that time, his records had disappeared. Some clerical error, I would imagine.
Well, that's a pretty serious clerical error.
Indeed.
Well, frankly, Mr. Wakefield, I'm relieved to meet you. I was beginning to wonder if Kent was pulling some kind of trick on us.
Well, in a way he is, but he doesn't mean to.
What do you mean?
Well, you see, he never recovered from the loss of his parents. He gets these spells where he simply goes crazy trying to find out what happened.
Well, what did happen, if I may ask?
Well, Kent's counselors, his psychologists, I should say, suspect that his parents died in a terrible fire of some sort. They believe Kent barely escaped with his own life.
Oh, no.
Yes. We believe it happened when he was around 3 years old. You can imagine what something like that will do to a boy. In fact, he's a very sick man.
What do you mean?
Mr. Whitaker, when I said Kent goes crazy, I meant it literally. Kent is insane.
Kent is insane?
The doctors think that Kent's parents' death left him completely out of his mind.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yes. Every now and again, he shows some improvement, and we get rather lax watching over him. And that's when he escapes.
Escapes?
Yes. Off to another small town where he imagines he'll find the house where his parents died. The doctors say he's trying to recreate his childhood again, to lose himself in the lies of his imagination.
The lies?
Yes, he can only remember part of what happened that day. The rest he makes up. The doctors fear that if he ever finds the house, he'll snap completely.
Oh, how sad.
Indeed.
I have to confess that your nephew really had me going. I thought I was onto a genuine mystery.
The only mystery is how long it'll take Kent to get better. Thank you for all your help.
Oh, no. Thank you, Mr. Wakefield. And please give my regards to Kent if you can. Whatever his problems, he seemed very, very nice.
Oh, you'll never meet a nicer young man, Mr. Whittaker, nor a more troubled one.
Hi, Connie.
Something really weird is going on.
What do you mean?
Anonymous phone calls all day.
Really?
Someone keeps calling, whispering, then hanging up. I got so bugged I stopped answering the phone. Here, listen to the answering machine.
Very, but I think I can guess who it is. Hello, Lucy.
Mr. Whittaker, here are the plans.
You know, I'm sorry about deserting you at City Hall.
Oh, it's all right. These are plans of Wits End. Copies. Some of them are from before World War I.
Thank you, Lucy, but I may not need them now.
You won't? Why not?
Well, the man I met is Kent's uncle. He says Kent is insane.
Oh, no. Then he's the one making those phone calls.
Maybe. Well, no sense wasting the effort. I may as well look over these plans.
Why?
Just curiosity.
You're up to something, Whit.
Well, to be honest, I think there's something in the way Kent looked when he came in. He recognized this place. I'm sure of it. Ah, here's the design for the house. It was done by Lyle Architects. There's the servant's stairwell to the second floor hallway, and the old corner fireplace, and... Hey, wait a minute.
What's wrong?
Well, there's a note from the architect here on the bottom.
So?
So, it says from the Tate House.
The Tate House?
Yes, the Tate House. Boy, I had to dig back for this one.
Well, thank you, Mr. Lyle.
As you know, Wits End has been through a number of transformations. It was built on the site of the town church after the main sanctuary burned down, around the turn of the century.
Yes, the church tower is still there.
Right. The city commissioned my grandfather to design the building. According to these notes, the city elders asked him to make it look more like a house than a building because of where it sits.
Because it's in McAllister Park?
Yeah. They thought a house would look better than an institutional building in such a beautiful setting. Well, my grandfather did such a good job that it actually was used as a house before they turned it into the recreation center.
It was?
Yes. For 4 years, it was the mayor's house.
The mayor lived at Wits End?
Right after the First World War.
That's amazing.
It certainly explains things like the servants' stairs, the rooms, and all the other things that didn't seem right for a city recreation center.
But what does this have to do with the Tate House?
Thaddeus Tate was a very wealthy railroad developer back then. He ran the line through Connellsville and built a modest house for himself on the outskirts of Odyssey. Later, when the city asked my grandfather to design what became Wits End, they told him to model it after the Tate House.
So Wits End is a copy of another house. Well, why didn't I know all this?
No reason you should.
I better have a look at this Tate House. Where is it?
On old Route 40 towards Connellsville. Well, what's left of the place.
What's left of it?
Uh-huh. The house burned down over 20 years ago.
Do you see anything else, Lucy?
No, but this microfiche is making me go bug-eyed.
Me too. Well, I'm glad the newspaper lets you have access to these archives.
But why are we here, Mr. Whittaker? I thought you wanted to go look at the house.
Well, I do. Just as soon as... Wait. Here we go.
What is it?
The fire department's final report about the Tate House burning down. Let's see. The fire officials have two theories. Bad wiring or... early suspicion of arson, but no proof. Catherine Anderson died of smoke inhalation,
But Stephen Anderson, the husband, was still alive when he was taken to the hospital.
The Andersons? Then it couldn't be Kent Wakefield.
Well, actually, it could be, Lucy. Wakefield is Kent's adopted name.
Does it say if the Andersons had any children?
Yes. It says that 3-year-old Kenneth Anderson was put in a foster home until his next of kin could be found. Kenneth? Kent? Well, it's awful close to be a coincidence.
Mr. Whitaker.
What's wrong, Lucy?
Here on my screen, I found a photograph of the Tate house taken a few years before it burned down.
Really? Can I have a look?
There.
I don't believe it.
It looks exactly like Witt's End.
Connie?
Yeah, Scrub?
Everyone's leaving the train room.
They are. Is the train broken?
No, they're scared.
Scared? Why?
There's a man up there, and he won't let anybody play with the train. Will you make him go away?
A man? This is some kind of trick, isn't it?
No!
Okay, I'll go take a look. Oh, hi. Kent, right? I'm Connie. We met earlier. You know, if you run the trains too fast, they'll wreck.
I don't care.
Look, some of the kids want to play with the trains, and, well, you know, they're mostly for kids, so if you don't mind...
He talked to my uncle today, didn't he?
You mean Whit? Well,
I knew it. Somehow he always knows. He always finds me.
It's really none of my business, so maybe I'll just go back downstairs.
I want to come home. Do you understand? This is my home.
We all feel at home here.
Don't patronize me. Why can't I make you understand? It's my uncle, isn't it? He told you things. Lies.
Honest, he didn't tell me a thing.
He'll say anything to make me sting with him.
Well, maybe that's because he loves you and then wants to take care of you.
He said I'm crazy, didn't he?
Crazy? Why would anyone say a thing like that?
Because sometimes I think I'm crazy. I keep having these dreams about this house. Why don't you believe me?
I really think I should go back downstairs.
No, wait.
Let go of my arm.
Listen to me.
You're hurting me. Stop. Help!
Phew, if I didn't see it with my own eyes, I would never have believed it.
It's Witt's End. A burned out Witt's End.
Amazing. Except for the church tower, it's identical.
The charred walls, fallen beams, it's creepy.
Creepy, yes, but even more puzzling.
Why?
Well, because of Kent. You know, considering his uncle says he's crazy, everything he's told us has proven to be true. Oh, watch out for that hole.
Thanks. So you think Kent isn't crazy?
I don't know what to think.
What was that?
I don't know. The wind, I hope. Maybe we should leave.
Good idea.
Go, Lucy.